for this day that has been set aside, and what it represents to so many people. The only reason that we are here today, because he lives, because he rose. I want to get that in because I'm not always a traditional type preacher. I gotta preach what God put on my heart, for God knows what we have need of, and we need to be saved. We need to be saved, and once we get saved, we need to stay saved in this day and time, for we see the signs of the time. Hallelujah. I'd like to give honor, especially to our pastor, Amen. Elder David Camp. And I'm going to say something about it in a few minutes. And to our precious and wonderful and beautiful First Lady, Sister Camp. To all the elders, to all the ministers, visitors, especially the saints of the Most High God. To God be the glory. This day, Elder Camp asked me to speak. I didn't think much of it until I looked at the date. I said, Easter? It's Easter Sunday. And he knows. I asked him, are you going to be here? Or what's going on? I was trying to get around it, thinking he made a mistake. But the reason I appreciate Elder Camp, because he's a wonderful example. Lord have mercy, I get emotional because I know what I'm talking about. I know where I've been. Hallelujah. There's not a whole lot of men of God that on this day will let you take their platform. Come on now, you know what I'm talking about. This is their time to shine. Visitors, relatives. There's not too many pastors who let you have the platform on Easter. On Christmas. And I saw that, it scared me to death. I said, Lord, have mercy. Praise his name. Praise his name. Give honor to God. I'm not going to hold you long. But I would like for you to turn to, let's start with Acts, the first chapter. Lord God, thank you for the victory. Hallelujah. Rose this morning. I got so sick. Just got so sick. I can't remember the last time I couldn't hold anything on my stomach. But this morning, it just seemed like it just wouldn't stop. And I said, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's will be done. In the book of Acts, verse 10 and 11, it says, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, we ask that you all stand as we read the word of God. I'm sorry. Speaking of Jesus Christ, as he went up, it says, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? You know, that's a problem today. Some people are still gazing. But he said, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, hallelujah, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Thessalonians, like we turn to Thessalonians. The fourth chapter, the verses read in the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant. I want you to understand and know, no doubt about it, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, hallelujah. Or are you ready for it? Hallelujah. For he shall ascend with a shout. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that ye which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be ever with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the powers of darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your way, Lord. Touch somebody's heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and encourage us, oh God, as we press our way in this last day and time. To you be the glory. To you be the honor in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, and as we always say, the word of the Lord is blessed already. Pray for me. I always ask people to pray for me. When I say that, I mean that. Pray for me. Because I surely want to make it. I know I need help. But as we look here, if I use a text, I would like to use, I'm determined to see Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I'm determined to see Jesus. Hallelujah. That same Jesus that rose, I'm determined to see Jesus. I pray that God will help me to bring forth a point, a fact for you to remember that you must be determined to see Jesus. Hallelujah. We see that the word determined, being very determined, brings about resolutions. It has a purpose. You got to be unwavering. Many individuals set goals, and when they set that goal, they are determined not to allow anything to hinder them from achieving that goal. They're undaunted and steadfast, and they are persistent and they're tenacious. And we find they have, you've heard the word after 9/11, the president always used the word of having great resolve, sorting out the situation, finding a solution that somehow, some way, I must achieve what I set out to do. I want to see Jesus Christ, whatever it takes. I want to see Jesus Christ. See, a lot of folks don't want to say whatever it takes, because whenever you say whatever it takes, it means just that, whatever it takes. We got to understand that this is a suffering way. The Bible said, he that live godly shall suffer persecution. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know, I just want to let you know, how determined and resolved I was the other day. I was in our apartment complex. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to go for a walk. And I said, there's a field near our complex. I said, I hit a couple golf balls down there. And I said, I'm going to go down and see if I see him. I guess I'm cheap. So I went and I saw one. And as I kept on walking, behold, I saw another one. And I look up, and it looked like I kept seeing these little white things all over the place. And then I saw that I wasn't the only one hitting golf balls down in that field. Everyone that I saw, I went and picked up. Then I came to the woods and the thickets and the briars and branches and jagged edges. I saw more golf balls. I made my way. I was determined to get that golf ball some way, somehow. I was crawling. Oh, this is.
Go ahead.
I was crawling through the bushes. I said the Navy SEALs would be proud of me right now. I was climbing over tree branches. My feet was tangled. My back was hurting. I had to lift up my foot, put it over a branch, untangle this foot. I was using my clothing to protect me from the briars. And I thought I was done. And when I had reached one golf ball, I looked up, I saw another one. I just had to get that golf ball. It seemed like my life was at stake. I was so determined. If you look at my hand after service, you'll see it's all scratched up. It's punctured. I looked down and blood was running down my hand. I said, Lord, have mercy. I had to put on blinders that once I looked up, I gotta go home. I can't look around no more because I knew that I was going to be determined. If I saw a golf ball, I was going to get that thing, no matter what it took. How much more Christ? Hallelujah. How determined are you? The Bible said Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Are you determined to see Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. No matter whatever it takes. I want you to turn to the book of Corinthians, the second chapter. I want to talk to you first of all about a man in the book of Acts, first of all. It's Saul. You know of Saul. In the book of Acts, it lets us know. In the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, it says, Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of Jesus Christ, he went into the high priest. Saul had zeal. Saul had enthusiasm. Saul was determined that whatever he did, he was going to do it right. He was going to put every ounce of power and might in his body into whatever he had set out to do. The Bible says in the ninth chapter, and desired of him letters to go to Damascus. The word of God says that he wanted to go to the synagogues, that when he would find anybody that was a Christian, it didn't matter. Bring them back bound, but marriage instead of for sin. God said, I can use that. I heard the pastor say, God ain't looking for lazy folks. God wants workers. My God, add to the church such as should be saved. Because the harvest is white, the laborers are few. God send laborers into the church. We don't need nobody to come in here and lay down on God. There's work to be done. We in the last days of time. We see the signs. What are you waiting for? We see the sign of the time of the coming of Jesus Christ. If I were you and not saved, I would make it my point this day to get saved, because Jesus is coming. Are you ready to see Jesus when he comes in the sky and take us back? One of these days, the Bible says, Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. Somebody open up the door. God is knocking at somebody's heart. Will you open up the door in the day that you hear my voice? God said, don't harden your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you determined? Are you ready to see Jesus? They took Saul. They took him to a place down in Damascus. And while he was there, God spoke to a man by the name of Ananias. My Lord have mercy. He said to Ananias, arise and go into the street which is called Straight. When you get there, I want you to inquire in the house of Judah for one called Saul. Lord have mercy. Saul. Not the Saul. And he says, Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he's praying. Ananias. He may have scratched his head. No, wait a minute. I know of a Saul, but this can't be the same one I know of. But then Ananias questioned God. He said, Lord, I've heard of him. I know about him. This can't be the same one that took family members, that took wives and husbands, bound them, and brought them back to Jerusalem to be punished. You don't mean that, so. It can't be. But God had let him know. He said, I've heard by many of this man how much evil. See, when it comes to God, it don't matter how evil you are. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus. We are born in sin, shaped in iniquity. My God, he says, much evil he hath done to thy name, to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said to him, in other words, you got that right, that's him. That's the one I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Because I picked him up and I turned him around and I set his feet on solid ground. God said, I want you to go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel. Many are called. Many are called. Few are chosen. Hallelujah. Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name. Hallelujah. Before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Oh, Lord have mercy. This man was so terrible that it says in verse 31, the churches were able to rest now. Because our enemy, our destroyer got arrested. Hallelujah. Jesus put spiritual handcuffs on him. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we see that God says, I will show him what he must suffer for my name's sake. But we find out that
point, they were out to take his life. Everywhere he went, he was able to testify and prove that his mind was made up, that he was determined to do what God had asked him to do, that he was determined to see Jesus Christ when he comes. That he said in the book of 2 Corinthians, he let us know, he said, of the Jews, many times I received 40 stripes, thrice I was beaten with rods, because my mind was made up. I didn't turn back. I got stoned, but I kept on going. Three times in a day I have been in the deep. Danger everywhere. In journeying, I was in danger. Hallelujah. Often in danger in waters. Hallelujah. But my mind was made up. Danger by my countrymen. My friends turned against me. Don't you know? Don't you remember the first day that you got saved? Seemed like the ceiling just fell in on you. Friends that you thought you had weren't friends no more. You weren't invited to a lot of the usual places where they used to invite you. Amen. Relatives didn't want to chew around anymore. Hated by many. But if your mind is made up, that's all right. Because I got Jesus. But Paul goes on to say there were robbers. And he said, by my own countrymen, I was danger among the heathens. I want to let you know I was in danger in the wilderness. I was in danger in the seas. I was in danger by false brothers. See, everybody not saved like they should be. I was weary at times. There was pain at times. I watched my back. I had to look behind me. I had to see if anybody was sneaking up on me. He let them know. Oftentimes, I was thirsty, but he didn't turn back. Examine yourself, saints of God. What will turn you back? Are you determined? Someday you may not have food on your table. Money might not be in your pocket. You might not have the friends you used to have. But the question is, saints of God, are you determined to see Jesus? The time is short. We see the signs of the time. We see the famines. We see the earthquakes. In the name of Jesus, we see the dangers lurking around. We see them falling by our left side. Many falling by our right side. But God said, only with our eyes shall we see the reward of the wicked.
No.
of vapor that appears for a little while. All you have to do is inhale and not exhale. The Bible says as you leave here, as a tree falls, that's the way you shall remain. If you die in your sin before Jesus Christ comes, I'll guarantee you the word of God lets us know there's a lake of hell. There's a lake of fire.
Yes.
There is a lake of fire. See, they don't preach that too much nowadays because they want to fill the church. Or they need the money. But the word of God lets us know there is a hell. If you die in your sins, just like the devil, when he will be cast into the lake of fire, there's a host of spirits waiting to receive you. They have died before you. It's over. It's over. That's it. What we see here, Paul says, I'm determined. He said, I was thirsty, but that didn't stop me. He said, there's times I needed to fast. Are we a fasting church? Hallelujah. He said, there was times when it was so cold. But Paul, my Lord, there's something about Paul. He rejoiced. He rejoiced in infirmities. He rejoiced. Give thanks and praises in all things. It seemed like he just lived for suffering for the sake of Jesus Christ. Mobs were out to kill him. His disciples had to hold him back. It was like, Paul said, let me have him. Let me have him. I'm ready to die. If they want to kill me, I'm ready to die for Christ. Went to Jerusalem. Said, Paul, don't go to Jerusalem. They want to kill you in Jerusalem. There were some confused Jews in the synagogue discussing Paul. They wanted to kill him. Paul knew it. They held him back. He said, let me go. Because the day is gain. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where's thy victory? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Death has no sting. The grave has no victory. My God, Paul says, hallelujah. I'm willing to die. Because the dead in Christ, the Bible says, precious. Precious. In the sight of the Lord is the death of the saints. Paul says, I'd rather be absent in this body and present with the Lord. Because it's far better. Look around, it's far better. Read the newspaper. It's far better. Listen to the news on CNN. It's far better. Hallelujah. Walk in your neighborhood. It's far better. Far better. Far better to be absent in the body and present with the Lord. Even so, come now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come now, Lord Jesus. In nakedness, he says. Paul says, my God, there's trouble everywhere. There's trouble to the left. Trouble to the right. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Trouble on every side. But I'm not distressed. He said, we might be confused or perplexed. But he says, but we're not in despair. We are persecuted. Give God the glory. Paul always rejoiced in suffering for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, we're persecuted, but we are not forsaken. Hallelujah. We're cast down, but we're not destroyed. But we're always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might be made manifest, that he might be made manifest in our body. He said, I'm persuaded.
Hallelujah.
I'm persuaded. Look at here, I'm determined. I don't know about even unless it's off. But I want to see him face to face. The number one thing, we all going to see him in some time, but I want to see him face to face in peace. Hallelujah. In peace. Hallelujah. For the Bible says in the 34th verse of the book of Romans, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. All right. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? It's a guarantee that nothing has or ever will can separate us from the love of Christ. That's why he died. But the question is, it's about you. What will you let separate you from the love of Christ? Paul goes on, he says, will we let tribulations separate us? Will we let distress separate us? Will we let persecution or famine separate us from the love of Christ? My God, will we let nakedness, peril, or sword? But he says, as it is written, for thy sake, hallelujah, we are killed. Jesus. Lord saw me, I want to be in place where Jesus will recognize me. Hallelujah. I want him to say them 7 words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thou good and faithful servant. Now, closing, we continue in the book of Luke. The Bible says there was a lady with an issue of blood. She tried to get healed for 12 years. Didn't happen. Spent all her money on physicians. It didn't happen. The Bible says Jesus was in town. She wanted to see Jesus. She wanted to see Jesus. As she struggled for the press because of the fame of Jesus, healing lepers and opening blinded eyes, it was impossible to get close as she desired. But she was determined. She may have been crawling. Was she crawling through the dust and dirt? Did that stop her? Was she being kicked in the face as she crawled to see Jesus? Was she crawling through human or animal feces but determined to see Jesus? She was weak in her body. But God says, though we're weak, but he is strong. Oh my God. But I'm determined to see Jesus. She repressed her way. She crawled. She said, I wasn't able to look into his eyes. I wasn't able to shake his hand. But if I can just, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, if I can just the hem of his garment, I may not get to hold his arm. I may not get to lean on his shoulder. But let me just get close enough, hallelujah. Let me get close enough to touch the hem of his garment. She touched his hem. She noticed immediately she was made whole. The pain left. There was a difference. But all the beautiful thing of it was, Jesus said, somebody touched me. Are you crazy? You know there's a crowd around me. His disciples said, all these people pressing upon you. Of course somebody touched you. But Jesus said, there's something about this. There's something about this. I felt something leave me. I felt strength leave me. And he turned around. The woman was afraid, as though she did something wrong, as though she interrupted the master of healing. But he looked at her and said, be not afraid. She was so afraid, she began to describe why she did what she did, how long she suffered. But Jesus said, hallelujah, thy faith, hallelujah, your faith, hallelujah, your faith that made me whole, because in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, our faith, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me finish.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Trying to finish.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Do you want to please God? You got to have faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Build up every time you go through a test or a trial, and you come out shining like pure gold. You're building up your most holy faith. In my closing, let me say, in the 5th chapter, we talk about resolve. Her Jesus was coming. Jesus was in town, healing the sick and the lame. It said he was in a position where a crowd was pressed around him indoors in the 5th chapter of the book of Luke. And it says that it came to pass. I learned something the other night. New Jerusalem, a certain day. A certain day. See, God had it fixed. A certain day. A certain day I received the Holy Ghost. A certain day I was baptized in Jesus' name. A certain day I'm going back with Jesus. A certain day. God has it prepared. But it says a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors. They weren't there to be healed. There were his critics. They come out of town in Galilee and Jerusalem, Judea. The power of the Lord was present. The power of the Lord is present, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And behold, men, they brought in a man that was taken with palsy. It's good to have friends, isn't it? Saints of God, they care. And they sat to get to Jesus. They sought to bring him to Jesus and lay him down so that he might be healed, but they were unable to. And I could just see this sight as they pressed and they couldn't get close to Jesus. Maybe they scratched their head, looked around. I don't know if they got a rope. I don't know if they got a ladder, but they had resolve. They were determined. They climbed up on the roof. Lord have mercy. People have to look and say, what are these fools up to now? They're going on this man's roof and they start tearing up the top. They got a big enough hole to be able to lower their friend down. I can imagine as Jesus sat there praying and teaching, he began to notice a little dust dropping on the floor. A little bit of talent or whatever it was, dropping on the floor. I could see them sitting around, beginning to take their eyes off of Jesus and look up to see what was happening. The ceiling was opened up, and this man was being lowered down on his cot. One of those mats that they roll up, and they lower him down in the sight of Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Somebody had a problem with that. But I want to let you know to each and every one of you in this building, I'd rather go to heaven crippled than to go to hell whole. In the name of Jesus, I want my sins to be forgiven me. But Jesus looked at him and saw he was familiar with faith. And he said, thy faith have made thee whole. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is coming. I want to sing. Lord have mercy. Like this morning, I don't have to throw up anymore. When Jesus comes, no more pain. No more sorrow. You want to see it. In the name of Jesus, praise and unto God.
Hallelujah.
It's time we ask the ministers to come here. In the name of Jesus. Tell them I'm coming that I want to see them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to see them. Hallelujah. I want to meet them. Lord, save me. Save us. In the name of Jesus.
Praise God.